Your management team has no experience with delivering hardware. There is a lot of risk in going into an unfamiliar business.
Obviously, we want to hold on to Sun's experienced team of first-rate hardware engineers. For years, Sun has led the industry in building and delivering innovative systems. For example, Sun was the first company to deliver systems built on a multi-core processor, what Sun called the Niagara chip, and the industry followed. Oracle has a good track record of retaining the engineering talent from acquired companies. Sun will be no different. In addition, over the last couple of years, Oracle gained a lot of experience developing and delivering our first integrated hardware and software system, the Exadata database machine. We have lots of hardware experience inside of Oracle. Hundreds of Oracle's engineers came from systems companies like IBM and HP. Even I started my Silicon Valley career working for a hardware company that worked with Fujitsu to design and build the first IBM-compatible mainframe.
Okay, so you have engineers who are experienced at designing hardware as well as software. But Oracle outsourced the manufacturing of the Exadata machine to HP. You have no experience in manufacturing.
Just because we're buying Sun does not mean Oracle is becoming a manufacturer. Sun outsources almost all of its manufacturing to companies like Flextronics and Fujitsu. With one tiny exception, Sun does no manufacturing. Neither will we.
There has been a lot of speculation in the press that Oracle is going to sell some or all of Sun's hardware businesses. From your previous answers, it certainly seems like you are keeping the Spark Solaris systems business. Are you keeping the disk storage and tape backup businesses?